Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat and Pat.
Hey, is for horses.
Name.
Cappuccino.
If this is the first time you're tuning in, this is what it's all about, baby.
This is what it's all about, what we do here, what we come in and do here, even digitally. And
this is the work we're doing digitally, laparoscopically.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Now, this is a podcast called Seek Treatment. I'm still like having my coffee and getting it, having it work. It's magic. So you need to be business bitch up top.
I can take care of us. My name is Catherine Cummins Cohen. I am a Leo. I'm 5'7" and I weigh pounds. I have brown hair, green eyes, but my license says hazel. Y'all know what's up. And this is a podcast called Seek Treatment. This is my co-host, Patrick Owen Regan. I have, of course, been up since 5 a.m. We're all thinking it. I'm jet lagged to absolute hell because I got back yesterday from Riga, Latvia, which is my new favorite place on God's green earth.
It sounded like you're gonna say Riga, Rock Vegas.
Riga, I could say that if I wanted. I could do that.
Now I want to say that I'm Patrick Regan. I'm 5'10". I am partnered and
and loving it.
Partnered and loving it. New one-man show, partnered and loving it. And you have brown eyes, brown hair. And that is who you're getting when you look at me.
I am. Wow. I feel so high on life. I just had the most amazing experience in my entire life. I know.
I was so jealous of you being in Latvia.
I just feel like after the years we've had or whatever, I don't know what's going on anymore with like diseases, life, world, the moment, but it's been not good. And then so to leave the country with my new family because the cast of course became like a family.
Of course. And, I love to hear that about a cast.
Wait till you meet my sister Chelsea. She's so excited to meet you.
She liked my comment on your picture when I said ladies of Latvia coming to Bravo this fall. And I was like, okay, she likes it.
She's my soulmate. Like I can't believe I didn't know her before this. It's crazy. So we went to Riga for like 2 weeks and we shot this pilot for Freeform. It's based on this amazing book called What I Was Doing While You Were Breeding by Kristen Newman and Kristen.
Breeding. That's kind of sexual now for Freeform.
Oh, well, guess what? It is sexual. The show is extremely sexual. I even wore a little pasties one day.
What, really?
And that's all I'll say about that.
Wait, when they say breeding, do they mean like breeding?
Like having kids?
No, like breeding. No. In gay porn, sometimes it's called breeding. And I think that means it's like bareback and you come like in them. In I you. Think.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Like in the gay community, breeding means just coming inside. But in the straight community, breeding also requires coming inside.
Yeah, oh, totally. I mean, that's
so it's a show
kind of,
about what
that's
happens.
That's the classic. I mean, that's the classic.
The OG.
Straight coming inside is the OG of sex.
Oh my God. It still feels so kinky though to be cummed inside.
Really?
It's like okay, we're doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I haven't had sex in 100 years. It's about, I'm really needing it. Brian isn't in town.
I feel so powerless right now.
In what way?
So many ways. How can I count?
Allow me to count the ways.
For one example is that my hip hurts again, and so I haven't been able to run, and I ran 3 days in a row, and I thought I was like over and done with like my, because I took 10 days off, and then it started hurting again, and then I took yesterday off, and now it hurts worse. Say, I'm so sorry. On the phone, I'm texting my friend who's a physician's assistant, I'm saying, what's going on? But I thought it was sciatica for like kind of a while, and I think it still is, but now I'm like, oh, is my IT band really tight? But so I'm powerless in that way. And then I'm powerless in this way where I'm like, I just feel like everyone has forgotten about me, which I'm fine with.
If you think people remember me for 1 second, I literally was in Latvia. No one cares if I live or die. And I don't care. I actually don't care about anyone anymore.
You know, I recently wasn't invited to a party by one of our peers. And I tell you this sentence someone said to me, and the person who said the sentence to me, who I absolutely love, will die for, I will die for this person, even if I don't have to die for them. Even if neither of us have to die, I still will just die for them because I love this person that much. But I was chatting with them because they were at the party in person. And this is just so, I think, I mean, I forgot if I've told you the sentence. It's so indicative of, I think, of
the culture.
Of the culture where I go.
Because I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say.
I go, I wasn't invited to blank's party. And the person goes to me, she says, she goes, don't worry. I was only invited because I ran into Phoebe Bridgers this week. Imagine trying to like make sense of those words in combination. Like, oh, you were invited to because you ran it. Like, does she have inviting power? Like, what is the deal?
She's not powerless. She has lots of power.
I'm feeling nothing like Phoebe Bridgers, and that I'm feeling powerless. And
as y'all know, Phoebe Bridgers' song Kyoto is one of my absolute favorites, and I feel like it saved my life in some ways. So I'm a huge fan, but I've not met her. But I do feel like she knows everyone we know, and it's like, come on the pod for once.
Yeah, come on the pod for once. We have spoken about her and that song.
But that's
anyways,
very funny. But yeah,
it costs a dollar a minute to tell me you're getting sober, and every wrote me a letter, but I don't have to read it.
I literally have felt, here's what I feel like after going on this trip. First of all, my brain is mush. I haven't slept in weeks, but I literally feel there's a song that one of my favorite songs of all time by Angel Olsen, who I adore. The song is called Acrobat. And in the song, she sings, I'm alive. I thought I died. I thought I had died. And after I traveled, I literally was like, I'm alive. I thought I died. I'm alive. I thought I died.
I really want to travel. I have to get a passport.
You're woken up for once, like, but it's so sad to leave. Like, me and Chels were sobbing on the plane.
Really?
I was literally weeping. It was humiliating.
I want to travel by myself. Will I get bored if I do that?
No, you love being by yourself.
Yeah, no, I know. I want to maybe take like 4 weeks and just like travel.
Yeah, when does your room end?
You know, I'm not positive. I think it ends towards the end of the year.
Wouldn't it be fun? You know what you should do? If this is of interest to you, I'm doing my show in London in February.
Yes, maybe I'll start.
What if you involved London in your journey?
Yeah, maybe I'll involve London.
You could do the classic, like London, Paris, Amsterdam.
I know.
There's a sound that's beeping. It's annoying the fuck out of me.
For some reason, Europe feels so unappetizing to me. And I don't
Oh, really?
I don't
Where
mean,
do you think you'd want to go?
I don't know. Asia,
Here's what I'll
Africa.
Say. I had never in my life, I'd never in my tiny life, romanticized Eastern Europe. But now I'm like, okay, it's so romantic. It's so, like, I feel like a little Soviet princess. Like,
you know what we should do is go on The Amazing Race for once.
Can you explain the premise of that? You just, like, try to get somewhere?
It's actually so good, and it actually is incredible, but I don't typically watch it, but I used to a lot.
I know we've talked about it on the podcast, but I don't understand what it is. It's always just, like, couples in a helicopter, like, screaming.
Yeah, well, yeah, and for one, sign me up. Secondly, it's basically, there's, like, I think, like, 12 teams of two, and you're gonna have one team that's, like, a grandma and a granddaughter, and you're gonna have one team that's, like, two fit 23-year-old male lawyers who will win, and then you'll have, like, a team that's, like, a 42-year-old straight married couple who hate each other. And
do they ever have podcast co-hosts do it?
No, I don't. Well, you know, I haven't watched in a few years, but I don't think so. Mm. But basically, like, there's a checkpoint. So it's like, you'll start wherever and then you'll have to get somewhere around the world. And there's all, and you only have a certain amount of money, and there's little challenges you have to do along the way to find these little flags and, like, complete these challenges. And the last person to get to the checkpoint is out. And then there's a new checkpoint and you have to keep going. And it's this.
Where does it usually start and end?
I think it's always different.
Can you give me an example?
You know, really any place could be an example.
I don't
want
to certify it. I'm just asking, like, do you have a favorite season? Where were they trying to go? Oh my God, you're coming up empty. Do they start in, like, Hawaii and then they're like, you have to get to Canada or what?
No. It's like, you'll start in New York maybe, but then, like, then you'll have to go off to, like, Europe for a bit, and then you'll have to go, you know, to Asia somewhere, and then you'll have to go to, like, anywhere, like, you have to travel okay. all over the world.
Oh wow, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, that got heated.
I'm so sorry you guys had to hear that. I did not expect things to take a turn this early in the episode. Is this Paige or reality?
I was just gonna say, is this Paige or reality?
Okay, this is all reality. Right. So and if you're listening to this right now, just know that if it's just Patreon, we're about to say some crazy shit. So definitely subscribe and, like, pay us a little bit. What was I going to say?
I'm feeling so guilt-ridden. Anyone who does my Substack, please unsubscribe.
Oh my God. I need to do that.
I feel so badly. I can't. I have nothing to say. I'm so powerless. I keep making videos for it and not posting them because they're, like, meaningless, or I'm not saying anything interesting. I feel so, and I have to say, it gives me this incredible respect for Christy Carlson, where I'm like, she always has a story to tell. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I feel really bad and guilty, and I wish I never opened that Pandora's box because I
know.
I'll Venmo everyone money back. I don't know, something like that.
I'm hoping this trip, like, inspires me to have a single good idea. It's made me just want to, like, it was just so fun. It's just, I haven't like met any new people or made new friends in, like, 100 years. So it was just so fun to be in a totally new environment and, like, all this good energy.
Yeah. I have not made new friends in years, and I'm in a place where, like, every morning I wake up and it's like, you know, when, like, friendships expire and you just feel it in the atmosphere, it's like, oh, now I haven't seen that person long enough where we are not friends anymore.
Right.
I
wake up, any text would be like an ordeal.
Yes, I wake up every morning and, like, immediately have an awareness of three people that have expired for me. So, like, I'm truly losing followers.
Can I guess who?
Sure.
Is it, like?
I mean, it's everyone. It's every single person.
Why do you think we don't have any friends anymore?
I have no idea.
Does everyone feel like this, or are we just unlikable whores?
I don't know. I think probably a little bit of both.
Okay. I'm so horny. Oh my God.
I'm not.
I haven't been forked in a million years. Like 2 years, by which I mean 2 weeks.
You know, I had Angela's sister's wedding this weekend.
Oh, wait. So, yeah, how was it?
It was fun.
The venue? What was the vibe?
Classic, like, mm-hmm. wedding hotel? Space.
Yeah.
Not even a hotel. Like, just truly, truly, like, a wedding space. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, rooms that exist. Like, literally, if you turned and to look at it after midnight, it wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And then it pops up and it's full of mini hot dogs.
And now, what was I going to say? After our show, I think I'm driving straight from our show up to Rhode Island because Angela's dog sitting there for that girl, me.
Wow, you guys are always out of town.
I know. Well, says the girl who just returned from Latvia.
I know, but I just mean like, no, I never see you.
I know. I mean, I know.
I know. I know. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, I guess we'll go. We'll be in Rhode Island slash. I think my parents are going to be in Boston. So like.
Why Borstarn?
Because my aunt and uncle and cousins live in Boston. So I think that I will split it between those two things. I think. Unless I find out my parents actually have like taken back their idea of going to Boston, in which case everything will be ruined.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
I wish.
By the way, there was this sound guy on the shoot who reminded me of your brother that I'm attracted to physically, and we really had a vibe. I was like, okay.
Wait, what was I just gonna say? Oh my god, what you just said made me think of something, and now I can't think of it.
Sound guy brother.
What? Something I thought you were gonna say. It's gone. It's completely gone.
If it's important, it'll come back.
Yeah, you like to say that because your mom says that.
Yeah, and my grandma.
Okay, and sorry. I didn't know about the grandma
saying it. This sparked. yeah, I'm going. I literally haven't seen my boyfriend in 100 years, but we're going to go like to his family's Thanksgiving, and then the next day I'm flying to Houston to see my crew.
wait, where is he?
He is still in San Francisco because his sister had a baby, and so he went to like be there to help them out. Isn't that so cute? Have I sent you pictures of the baby?
No.
Oh my god, she's so cute. You're gonna die.
I've been wanting a baby so bad lately.
I've been opposite.
I'm literally watching for no reason. I can't stress enough Teen Mom OG like from the beginning, and I'm like, right. I want one of their babies. But
what do you want to do with it? Just like have it there?
Yeah, take care of it for once.
They seem so needy, and they don't even have any funny ideas. Or
see, I think they always have funny ideas. Like they're
you're not wrong. Yeah,
babies, especially when they're like 14 months, are always doing things that are like, what an alt choice. You know what I mean? Like, how did babies are always doing things where it's like, how did you think of that? Which is what I like about them, but
babies are alt. Get over it.
It was fun. Angela's niece, who's now almost two, if you could believe, she was like having time of her life at the wedding, and I was briefly so she was like would not leave the dance floor, so I was dancing with her a little bit. Cause, like, I saw her like on the dance floor truly by herself, just dancing, and tried to like bring her.
You're
off
like, the girl, dance. Are you gonna get home okay?
Girl,
you've had a bit too much, queen.
I was dancing with her because, like, when I tried to bring her off the dance floor, she cried. And so it was, like, very much like a movie, kind of like being in a suit dancing with, like, a flower girl. But then she was dancing and she kept tripping over something. And I was like, girl, what are you tripping over? Because she was wearing this long tulle dress. And then I was like, oh my god, her diaper was like attached to her dress. And like she danced her diaper off. So then what choice did I have but to like pick her up and like run her around looking for her parents, being like, and I was this like frantic gay man running around this wedding being like, she danced her diaper off.
I want to dance my diaper off next weekend.
You should.
Dance my little diapy. I did have crazy, not to be so, I had crazy princess die today on the toilet.
Oh my god, princess die.
It was princessa.
I got a vibes. Screener of
Oh, I really want to see.
But it's like a DVD. When someone mails you a DVD, right,
what
Spencer,
the hell are you supposed to do with it?
Like, how could I even begin to try to access this?
That's how hilarious. How can you access a DVD?
And this day and age, and I'm not one of those people that's like, DVDs are over. I would love it if like we all had readily available ways to watch DVDs, but there used to at least be like Xboxes around that you could watch DVDs on.
Oh yeah, now everyone's passion, everyone who makes tech devices is obsessed with tech devices and not having any holes. It's like, yeah, let us have holes. We used to have so many holes in our devices.
The whole point of tech is to have holes.
Yeah, and now there's no holes. There's no ways.
One of the basic tenets of tech is that it has holes that you can plug into is one of the main
through which
concepts.
You can access the tech that's readily like available.
Current computer has only the kind of holes that like no one would ever need that are like little slits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the smallest holes. It's like, give us the good old-fashioned USBs, give us the like headphone jack.
USBs aren't going anywhere, so it's like,
But they're acting like they're creating a scarcity.
It's a really
scarcity,
frustrating.
An environment of scarcity.
Someday I'm going to get revenge on Apple. Someday I'm going to get revenge on Apple for how they treat everyone. Mark my words. If I ever have any fucking shred of power in this world, I'm getting revenge on Apple.
Oh my God. I actually do have, and you're welcome to borrow it. If you asked me where it was, I wouldn't know where it is, but I did have a DVD thing that plugs into a USB, that plugs into a dongle, that plugs into a computer.
It's like,
that's of interest.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah. They make it so you need that.
They make you feel like you're part of their company or something by building the device yourself every time you want to use it. It's like, yeah,
I'm not trying to play Kinects here. I'm trying to use a computer. I'm
trying to kick back with a DVD and just freaking chill.
I feel free because, you know, I was having that deadline that I was really, really struggling with for weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally I sent it in. So now I feel like...
Is this for the movie?
Yeah. So now I just feel free as a bird now, which is really nice.
Oh, I feel so free, but also so devastated.
Why?
It's just really sad when an amazing project ends and you're like, that was amazing and now I'm back to my real life.
Wait, so can I ask, like, when do you find out if it goes to series and all those things?
I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully soon. Hopefully like in a few months or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. The fact that a few months means soon. It's like, no, it doesn't.
I know. I know. How about a few hours, queen? I have no idea if it'll go to stores.
If it does, will you have to always go to Latvia and basically live in Latvia?
No, I think the premise is, the book is about her, like the lead girl, like traveling and doing different adventures. So I think we'd be going to different places.
Oh my God. So it's the Amazing Race scripted.
It's the Amazing Race that make it like girl trying to figure out her life. I'm not sure what it would be like or what the show would look like, but I hope it goes because I loved it. It was just so fun. And I'm in romantic love with Chelsea.
Oh my God. Where does she live?
She's LA? She lives in LA, but she's here for the next like month, thankfully.
Oh, so you guys can kind of hang out
here. No, yeah, we hung out last night and now I'm like, where is she? Because I've been with her every day. It's really sad.
That's
like,
fun,
I'm going to be alone today. No, I know. It's so rare to make a new friend that you're like so obsessed with.
I have absolutely nothing to watch. I've watched every single thing. That's why I'm doing Teen Mom OG again. But I'm actually trying to watch the show on Netflix, The Chestnut Man.
Oh, my dad told me to watch that. Is it good?
Oh, I'm like... still trying to connect with it. I keep putting it on when it's too... I'm having a mental disease lately where I watch...
Is it subtitles? Because that's hard for me.
No, it's dubbed.
That I don't like that either.
Oh, I definitely don't prefer it, but...
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. But basically, I'm having a disease right now where I put something on. I find something on television and I put it on and I'm like, okay, this will be the answer. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then after 60 seconds, I get overwhelmed with this like panic of like, am I getting what I need out of this? Like, is this what it is that is of being
that
alive?
All there
is this all there is? Like, what,
is
lying here watching
all
this?
All there is.
And then I try to watch something else and I get the same feeling. So I don't know. But.
That is all there is. Like,
I'm really excited to watch Yellow Jackets, but it's on Showtime, so it's kind of like, how do you watch it?
I just got Showtime if you want my peewee.
Oh, I do. It's girls on a plane crash.
Kind of like
The Wilds, I guess. But I think it's more serious, I think. I don't think they sing Pink on it.
Oh, okay, I'm Googling.
So raise your glass if you are wrong in all the right ways. Did you watch The Wilds? I forget. Or did I just tell you about that scene where they bury someone while they sing that?
I don't know if you talked about that on the pod. I didn't watch it.
I definitely did because people have brought up to me, but it's my favorite scene in literature. Teen girls burying a dead friend. Acapella, spontaneously singing, you will never be anything but loud or nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Clump of sand.
That's a Pink song?
Yeah.
That's so classic in that there's just, Pink has the same disease as Maroon 5 where you're like, wait, that's who sings that? Like, I heard it in every store I've ever been in, but I had no freaking idea whose quill went to paper for that one.
Yeah, Pink penned that song.
Penned that hit. I've obviously, I think we all know, I've been listening to the 10-minute version of All Too Well on repeat since it dropped, and plaid shirt days is all I have to say about that. Those plaid shirt days. Those plaid shirt days. I do, you know, love the lyrics at the end where she's like, "It was rare, I was there." I'm like, it was rare, and you were there. And that's the love is.
I have to say that I did obviously download Red Taylor's version, and I did try to listen to All Up in Rhode Island, but I was having a disease where I was like, I don't know any of these songs.
I understand.
I was like, am I not recognizing them, I definitely didn't download like Red the album when it came out. So I'm like, maybe I just only know the singles from Red the album.
Red wasn't a big one for me either, except for, you know, barring the singles, of course.
Huge. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like straight about to shut down. I'm so out of it.
I'll always remember being at my improv teammate's party, being only out to like three people. But not at the party. So I just remember like being gay at this party and trouble on the party was on, and I was wearing a blue flannel plaid shirt.
Plaid shirt days.
And people were listening
plaid shirt days. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll always remember that about Red.
The people were listening to it. Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry. So what's Ange up to?
He's he was supposed to dog sit for That Girl and Me, so he went up to Rhode Island yesterday. But That Girl Me ended up deciding not to go on her vacation. So he's staying through Thanksgiving, so I'll probably go up. I think that I'm going to rent a car, drive to our show on Sunday.
That sounds fun.
And then drive from the Rhode Island. You are welcome to come, and Chelsea is welcome to come to Rhode Island in my car that I'm owning.
Maybe I want to, maybe I'll come ride with you to the show just for a fun activity.
Yeah, that could be something to do.
That could be something to do for once. I feel, I'm in a place where I've been like, I have literally 4,000 emails I've ignored. I haven't responded to anything. I don't remember what my life is like. I made myself unpack, which is good, but I'm just like, I'm having summer camp feelings. You know what I mean?
You know what I need to do is have an idea. I need to have an idea of something I want to do, like a story I want to tell or something I want to write, because I just have nothing to pitch anyone. I have no ideas. Is that bad to say publicly?
Are you joking? I haven't had an idea since 1991 when I came out and was like, I guess I'll stay.
When I came out as a baby.
Oh my God. No, I have this idea I'm trying to write, but I'm falling behind. Maybe you can help me with it.
Yeah, I feel like we always have
say
this.
That. We literally always say we're going to write something, and then I haven't seen you in 6 months. So
why don't you come over on Sunday, and then I'll drive you to the show in
that
my car.
That sounds perfect, actually. I mean, life is literally so stressful. It's absolutely cuckoo. And I feel like now more than ever, taking care of my mental health has become such a big priority for me.
You're going to really keep doing
it. Yeah, it can just be really stressful to even think about beginning to deal with your mental health and your stress levels. But with New Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. And they have a guided approach that teaches you the power of just shifting your mindset a little bit for just a few minutes a day. Yeah, and Noom has a team of dedicated coaches, so you can have a support system helping you on this journey.
Yeah, so for me, like, I'm one of my goals I'm working on with New Mood is that I feel like when I start to feel a little bit of anxiety about something, I feel immediately overwhelmed and I shut out the world and kind of shut down. And so I'm trying to work on kind of taking a moment and like reminding myself everything is going to be okay and just dealing with things as they are one little bit at a time.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. So I love using the Noom app. It's backed by science and it has these lessons that are based on principles that can teach me about my relationship with stress and anxiety. There are so many tools, so many techniques, and you can do like a daily thing, just a few minutes a day, even just 10 minutes a day, and you can do it wherever, whenever. And it's super helpful and encourages me on my little journey to be a better me.
And it's very kind of convenient, only 10 minutes a day, and you can do it like whenever and wherever. So it's very helpful for that reason.
But seriously, y'all, Noom Mood is an amazing way to take care of your mental wellness, which is totally empowering. You can better understand who you are, why you feel stressed, what's this anxiety coming from, so you can take control and become stronger, you know, and just develop coping mechanisms that actually work.
Yeah, you can do it kind of at your own pace, and you kind of have like a more personalized program. So that's really helpful.
If you want to worry less and feel happier, sign up for your trial at Noom.com/seek treatment. That's Noom.com/seek treatment.
That's Noom.com/seek treatment.
Okay, y'all, here's what I'll say. Good health starts with good habits, and Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your beautiful, beautiful, stunning mouth.
Yes, I'm in love with my Quip electric toothbrush.
So am I. I love mine.
I know. I really do love mine. I've actually always wanted a toothbrush like it, and now I finally have one, so I'm feeling my power. And it's actually being loved, besides by us, by 7 million mouths. And it has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. It has a lightweight, sleek design for adults and kids with no wires or bulky charger to weigh you down. It has a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter, and reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including best-selling all black and all pink, as well as bright plastic colors, sure to make a pop to your bathroom counter.
And on top of your brushing, you can upgrade your Quip with a new smart motor to track and improve your brushing with the free Quip app. And you can also earn amazing rewards like free refills, products, Target gift cards, and more. So beyond the brush, Quip has literally everything you need to build a complete routine. They have an anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon. I love the watermelon that helps prevent cavities. And there's also 2 amazing ways to floss. You can do a floss string that expands to clean, or reusable floss picks that replaces over 180 disposable picks with every refill. In addition to brush heads, Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Plus, shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping.
And with stylish and affordable electric brushes starting at just $25, you won't be paying through the teeth for better oral health. So if you go to getquip.com/seek right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/seek, spelled GETQUIP.com/seek. Quip, the good habits company.
Getquip.com/seek. Getquip.com/seek. Getquip.
.com/seek. I want to have a big castle that I live in.
Oh my God, there were so many castles in Lot.
Really?
We shot in a castle on the first day, and it was so surreal. Like, there's no one in there, and you just walk in and you're like, I'm the luckiest girl in the galaxy.
How is Bri? What's he up to? What's his deal?
I miss him so much. I feel like we were, because he's been in SF, and I was famously in my new favorite city, Riga. We were on like fully opposite time zones. And also I was like out late working and being a drunk, wretched whore. And he was like being Mr. Sweetie Pie, taking care of his niece and like being a family man.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to like see each other and like, you know, get grounded, reconnect.
Yeah. I will say that age of baby is always kind of like anticlimactic, because you like you want to hold it, you hold it, can't do literally anything.
Yeah, he says she's getting cuter by the day.
Totally. That's
like, now she's like smiling and being like, she has hair, she's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't know if I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready either. I don't want
to. It's so scary. It's like, I don't know what I want. Why is the point of life to just like die and give someone else a life?
I don't know. Not for gay. For gay, it's like,
it's to have fun.
Like, for gays to have fun.
Maybe I'll take the gay path.
Yeah, take the gay path for once.
But I don't want to be like a lonely old whore.
Yeah.
Whatever anyone chooses is beautiful.
What was they going to say? Should we do a letter 4?
Oh, do we have? Out a door. That would give us an idea for once.
Why am I not waking up from coffee? I hate when it does this. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. It's like this running, it goes right through me.
Literally, I've felt nothing from it.
A ghost. I'm a wall. Boom.
I'm so pissed off. You can put this in because it's like so universally true. I've been so badly wanting to get fucked by an old guy.
Yeah. Can you talk?
I feel like you could
if you wanted.
I don't know. I don't know if I could if I wanted.
I mean, what does Ange think of all that?
He would be fine with that, I think, but I don't know what. I don't think we'll do that, but I'm just saying that's something I can't get out of my head. Just like,
yeah.
And like, why is that?
What is, I don't know. What do you,
it's like literally it? Like if I look at
porn, how old?
Like 55.
Okay. Hot.
When I look at porn, that's like, I only can watch porn where it's like, kind of like daddy, dad's friend fucks like 24-year-old or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not even 24-year-old anymore. So it's almost sad because I'm like pretending I'm 24 getting fucked by a 55-year-old. Not only am I not getting fucked by a 55-year-old, but I'm not even 24 myself. So no, none of it's true.
Whenever I watch like daddy vibes porn, I'm like, wait, I'm not even young though. So this isn't even like, I can't even live out my kink. It's like, I'm a 30-year-old woman. It's like,
I know.
It's not like, oh, what's happening? It's like, you're 30, you dumb whore.
Yeah, it's like, we're in the same.
I haven't watched porn in like weeks and weeks. I feel like I'm so horny, but I don't even want to come because it makes then like the fun's over.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Does that make any sense? I don't know what's going on.
Kind of, but like I always thought with like, I always thought you could. I always, for me, I feel like when you come, the fun truly is over because you're like repulsed by the idea of like whatever you had been jerking off to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with you, you can come a bajillion times in a row and still be horny.
I know, but lately it's making me like, I don't know, emotional or depressed or something.
Oh, weird.
I don't know.
You know, I'm really excited. I tweeted about this, but I got my meds from a new place and it came in a blue bottle. So now
that's cute.
Yeah, it feels like a seasonal edition of Prozac.
Starbucks red cup. Pat's version.
Yeah. Prozac Pat's. I have Prozac Taylor's version.
I'm in such a place with my Prozac where it's like, is this thing on? Like, do I take it? I forgot one of my other medicines when I was gone for 2 weeks and I feel the exact same. So it's like, okay.
I had to go to this new psych and she was like, I've been on 30 milligrams, which is like kind of an alt dose because they don't come in 30 pills. So it's like a 10 and a 20. Mm. And the new person was like, why don't I just go up to 40? And I was like, why, you think I should? She's like, well, it'll be easier because just one pill. And it was like, okay, sure. So like,
seems like a weird reason.
Yeah, seems like a weird reason. But I was like, sure. So now like, I'm on that. And it's working incredibly. Just kidding.
How do you feel?
I never noticed it ever. I'm always just like, but yeah, I don't know.
I know.
I think it has helped me in general. It's really hard to tell.
As an outsider, it's definitely helped you.
Yeah, that's what Angela says too.
Like, it's amazing how productive you are now.
As an insider, as a Hollywood insider.
As an true Hollywood story member of your life.
It doesn't feel like it's help, but I guess that's the whole point, huh?
Well, let's do letter for help and see what happens then.
Maybe it'll be about this.
Hi, Kat and Pat. I love your message. I'm wondering how you both feel about the Irish goodbye, aka leaving a party without telling anyone and just like slipping out the door without people noticing that you're leaving. I love doing an Irish goodbye, and it feels like amazing to just like suddenly be by myself without the socio-emotional labor of announcing that I'm leaving, but my boyfriend thinks it's incredibly rude. I feel like other people don't care, and if we're at a party together, I will tell him that I'm leaving, of course, but no one else. So, do you guys think it's rude? Do you care if you're at a party and somebody leaves without saying goodbye? Okay, thank you for listening.
Obsessed. Unless I'm trying to have raw dog sex with them, I don't care what anyone fucking does at a party. I'm like, get away from me. Unless I'm actively on the pursuit, it's like, leave whenever you want. Yeah. But that fear, you know, that fear that wells up inside you when you fear that your crush or your target, as they say,
oh my God,
has left the event, and you're like, did my lover leave the event?
Yeah. Oh my God. There is nothing worse. Cause then it's like, not only is it the sting of like, oh, I will not be hooking up tonight, but it's also like, oh, they didn't even want, you know what I mean? Like,
they didn't feel it at all. Yeah.
Any narrative I built in my head has been completely one-sided and like, oh my God.
And then you have to like pretend to stay at the party, even though now there's no reason for you to be there.
There's
and you
literally,
you have to put on a smile.
And you have to, I feel fine. Me and Angel have this conversation because he's someone who's very like, take 45 minutes to say goodbye. I think anyone who like is mad that you didn't say goodbye to them isn't actually, like, they're choosing to be mad. I think
they have something that's kind of unsettled in their present reality.
Yeah. It's like, why do you care if I said bye the word? Why do you care if I made the sound bye before I left here? Why would you ever care about that?
About hearing those syllables in that order.
I uttered bye.
Thank you.
I really got a lot from that.
Yeah, oh my God.
I think anyone who needs that is like very spiritually sick and like searching searching for something that they ultimately are never going to find.
Oh, it's so annoying when someone's like, we need to talk about like our friendship. It's like, get away from me. I'm such a stupid bitch. I just don't even know. No, I think keep on keeping on.
Keep on leaving.
Calm and drink tea or whatever the sign says.
I have been having so much trouble, and I know I've spoken about this so many times. So it's like, truly, what do you do in a conversation after you chat a little bit and it's time to leave? Like, how do you leave it? I don't understand. Yeah. Nothing feels right. It's like, the other person always acts like I'm crazy for like moving on, but it's like, no, like we can't stay here forever.
You're gridlocked. You can't be gridlocked.
How do people do it? Like, how do people walk away?
I totally get it. I feel like the two options are just to say you have to pee or drink. So it's just about either replenishing or dispensing of liquid.
I know, but then sometimes people give you this like look, like we all know that isn't true. It's like, yeah, what do you want me to say then? You know what I mean? Like,
it's like if we've stopped talking, then do you still want me here?
Yeah, like, are you getting like, I hate
it's making me cringe thinking about that.
Yeah, you know what was a lot of that for me? Your event.
I know it was hard for you. I appreciate
Did you ever talk to the person who said, go fuck yourself to me? No, you need to check in with that person's family.
I know. I haven't seen that person. I need to find out I wonder if I brought it up now, if they would even know what I'm talking about.
I mean, yeah. Oh,
what I say, hey, 2 months ago, did you say go fuck yourself to my nearest and dearest at my party?
The person say hi and introduce himself, and then you said go fuck yourself. Really?
That
crazy.
Is tough.
I'll never forget it, but I also don't remember what that person looks like. So if they wanted to completely start over, they could just like introduce themselves
they're basically in witness protection with you.
And as long as they don't tell me to fuck off again, then I won't know it's them.
That might be a dead giveaway if they open that again. If they use their catchphrase.
I do not understand how to deal with people at all lately.
I feel like I felt so alive in my fake life, my fake travel work life. And now in my real life, I'm like, okay, so what am I doing now? Like ordering Seamless every day again? That's okay.
Okay, what else?
What else? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my dear, let's keep it dancing. Is that all there is? If that's all there is.
What song is that?
Is that all there is? I'm literally not singing any of the right notes, but I'm kind of having trouble finding it. Let's
do another letter.
I'm really not doing it. Okay, sorry. The thing is, I actually am I have a beautiful voice, but I'm very bad. I don't have any musicality or skill. Okay. Letter for help.
Oh, hello. Love your podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for having a voicemail feature. Something about me is that I'm moving back to Europe for work in a few weeks, and I've been seeing this man, and he like invited me to a pumpkin patch. We've made dinner at his house. We've like snuggled and smooched and are like, we're in it, like laughing and texting. And then he was like, is there a world in which we don't have sex, but are like friends who date and flirt and watch Seinfeld? And I don't know. He was like, maybe I have like asexual vibes. He is trademark bisexual. is how he has self-identified. And I suspect that what it is that he maybe is intimidated by my body, which is I have a penis. And I wonder if maybe he's like not super into it. I feel like he is learning about himself while I am being quite vulnerable and like maybe liking him a lot and about to like leave the country. So I just want you guys to talk about it. I just feel like I wonder if maybe you have a good take on what I should do, which I probably is just like kind of let him figure out his life. Okay,
there's a lot going on.
That guy sounds hot. But
the guy who won't fuck you.
Wait, that's so crazy. That is like erotic.
To open with Europe, to put a dash of bisexuality in there, and to close with giving yourself your own answer. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, folks.
What did he say about penis? Like he was like, I think he's intimidated by.
He was saying, like, I don't think he likes my penis.
Oh, so, like, have they, like, hooked
they
up?
They haven't. He says they've been, like, cuddling and kissing, but not sex.
So, like, have they been naked, do you think?
I don't think so.
So how does he know he hates his penis?
Well, because he hasn't tried to see it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But so he doesn't, so it's not personal about his penis. It's just, like, he doesn't maybe like any penises?
Yeah, I think he's saying maybe he's figuring out his sexuality and doesn't know, like, quite how bi he is.
Interesting.
He might be quite bi, and he might be not quite bi enough for this guy.
I'm not sure what I might do. I think he would have to. Well, I want to have a Dr. Drew sit down with both of them where I ask them really invasive questions. But I
ask me instead, and I'll see if I can answer.
Well, I feel like he has to ask the other guy, like, what is. Why does he not want to? I can't say, why don't you want to have sex?
Yeah.
That's a really important question.
I think in general, if someone doesn't want to have sex with you, then you can't date them. And that's fine because you're moving to Europe anyways.
Yeah. It sounds like he has real feelings for him, which is a bummer. But that's maybe all the more reason not to like.
Keep kissing. Oh, that's so painful.
I want to kiss that guy though.
Do you think, is it helpful if Pat kisses him?
Yeah, would that like.
I think he would like Pat's penis, which I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's stunning.
Thank you. The pumpkin patches of it all is interesting.
Yeah, it's very relationshipy, and it's like he obviously like really loves you, likes you, and cares about you.
I think he should try it. I think that guy should try it.
Should try penis stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess
unfortunately it wasn't that guy calling in for advice. That'd be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it?
I'm already if that guy calls in for advice.
I think you've answered your own question because you're leaving anyways. So the question is like, what are you going to like end it before you go or just keep feeling it out? I feel you can just keep feeling it out unless it causes you immense pain, in which case.
Yeah. Go to Europe and like,
find someone who loves your penis for it's a penis.
For who and what it is.
Someone who loves your penis, not only because it's attached to you, but because it's a penis.
Yeah.
What a word.
An interesting thing that people will say sometimes. They're like, I don't care about the size of a penis. I care about the man it's attached to.
Ew.
You know what I mean? I've heard that.
That's tough. I disagree. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care who it's attached to, as long as it's a full hog.
Well, just like saying attached to is such a weird word. Right,
as if it's like a fifth limb.
Yeah. Appendage.
Anyways, I guess it is. Crazy. It's like the opposite of a tail. When you think of it. That's all the penis is.
So true. Opposite of a tail.
This is what happens when I haven't slept in weeks and I'm running on sheer adrenaline, fear.
Why did you wake up at 5 a.m.?
Because 5 a.m. is like 1 p.m. in Latvia.
That's kind of cool, though, because now maybe I'll be someone who wakes up at 5 a.m.
No, it's definitely better this way. This is the aspirational way to travel. The opposite direction is, you know, harrowing. It takes a full. It was just tough because it takes like a week to adjust. But then, you know, by the time it's been a week, you're going back doing it the other direction. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm chill.
I always remember like last time I went to LA.
Oh, I love my life. Go ahead.
I always remember last time before I went to The last time I went to LA before the pandemic, I was staying at Amy Solomon's, and I got there. Shout out to the queen, who actually was just texting with. But I was like, I know. And I was like, I'm so tired when I got there because I flew here and it's like later than it feels or something, or it feels later than it is. I was really excited. I was like, well, maybe this will be kind of something that makes me wake up at like 7 a.m. my whole trip. And I remember going to see Portrait of a Lady on Fire or whatever. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Portrait of a Woman on Fire. And I don't know. I fell asleep during it and didn't like it. And then I ended up sleeping till like 10 a.m. the next day and my whole plan was ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry. But
anyways, I'm hoping that that Latvia turns you into someone who like wakes up at 5 a.m.
I would love that. Sorry, I was looking at that. I did realize that over the past 2 weeks, I became someone who could function on very little sleep, which is famously something difficult for me. So
I am not that girl. I need 9 hours.
Well, I need 11, but I was literally getting three or four, and then like having to work, it was crazy.
The day before Angela's sister's wedding, I got two. Imagine getting two.
That sucks. No.
Imagine getting two.
How?
Because I had that deadline and I was working until like 9, and then I had to start and didn't even truly meet the deadline, but tried and was up to like 5, and then we had to wake up at like, I guess what actually was up to like 5:30, and then had to, cause I'm like, after I stopped writing, I still like, you know, when your brain is just too awake then.
Yeah.
So then we had to be at Angelo's mom's house at like 9 because, and we were staying like 40 minutes away because Angela was doing her makeup and needed a hashtag full 4 hours. And,
my God. No.
So it was just like a whole, and then I was so tired, but luckily our friend Angela's ex Jeff was at the wedding too, and she had a hotel room, so like between the reception and between the like church and the cocktail hour, I went to her hotel room because Angela was taking pictures because she was in the party and napped for 30 minutes. But it was like perfect nap in a hotel bed, and there was a tornado warning outside. Has there ever been a better nap?
No.
You're so tired, you're in a hotel bed, there's a literal tornado outside of you, and you sleep for 30 minutes.
Everything about that except for it being 30 minutes sounds good. I would need like 3 hours.
Oh, totally.
30 minutes is painful.
30 minutes is painful, but it was kind of like, it did what it needed to do.
Sure. That kind of tired though is so like, that's so tough. When you sit down and you're just like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my impression of me being tired.
Angela was fully like falling asleep in the pew, like as the it was funny. I was watching him. He was like.
Oh my god. I can't believe it's like holiday season.
I know. What are you doing for X?
I'm going to Breck.
Breck. Oh, that's so fun.
I know. We're going
to Breck.
I know. I've invited you a few times.
I know, but I don't want to ski at Breck.
Yeah. But in the winter.
Breck means Breckenridge, Colorado, we should say, for people listening.
Yes.
Because they're basically probably like, what's Breck?
Yeah, that's what it is. So I'm going there. We're going to go. I haven't skied in a million years, so I'm a little nervous too, but we're going to go for like 10 days, I think, and ski. And I always do Christmas in Houston, so it's a little sad, but I think it'll be fun. Bri's going to come. And then I think New Year's in New York. What are you doing?
I don't know. We were thinking about having like a little New Year's thing, actually.
Oh, you should. Oh, I want to help.
Yeah. Okay, help.
I love to host. Oh, I have to tell you, this is so funny. So my middle school, I went to this like very small private religious middle school. And I guess there's only like 60 of us in each grade. And they had like a reunion happy hour last night in Houston. And so a week ago, they started a text thread with everyone from my middle school class.
Everyone?
It's like there's like 35 people in it from my
That's
middle
psychotic.
School
class.
It is. Okay, I got added to it and I was like, what's happening? But it is, I'm having the time of my life. It is, everyone is being so fucking funny and like sending these old pictures. It's warming my heart. Oh, it's so funny. The things people are saying, and like they're sending like, just, they're just like reminding me of like remember when so-and-so is saying that at the talent show and everyone's yeah. like, oh my God, dying. I'm like, and then everyone's going through and saying like what their screen names were.
Oh my God.
Everyone's so funny. And then someone's like, I just had a baby. And it's like, what the fuck? It's literally warming my heart.
You find out you went to middle school with Brian's sister.
Oh, and someone's sending old pictures of like, we did this thing called American Heroes Day. And some of the costumes are so funny. Anyway, so it's been...
Oh, I just remember we had a project. Did I tell you about this one? We had a project where we had to write an essay that someone's face should be on who's like a dollar bill. And I did Alex Mack from Literature.
Not familiar.
When I was little, I wanted to be Alex Mack so badly.
Alex Mack is Quicksilver, right? Like the puddle?
Yeah, she's cool. The Quicksilver Capri Sun puddle.
She's the Quicksilver model.
She's Capri Sun, and she also shoots Electress and floats things.
I haven't even been watching TV. I started watching that show, The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, yeah, I saw like an image of that. I was like, should I watch it? Do you care to... share.
I don't know. I was like, okay. I want it to be good so bad because it's like, what a great title and like subject matter, blah, blah, blah. But I think hopefully it's just that the pilot had to like introduce what was happening. It was the most on the nose, painful thing. But then it got better by the end of the episode. So I'm going to keep watching.
I've heard very good things about the show on Netflix, Sex Education, but I haven't been able to get into it.
Me neither.
I've heard it's unbelievable event. I just have not been able to like quite connect. I watched the pilot in like a couple minutes of the next episode and I can't completely invest, but maybe I will.
Yeah, I feel you. What else did I watch? The what? I'm excited. No, I listened to the podcast, so I know I'm excited to watch it. Yeah.
Oh,
the Shrink,
is that
The Shrink Next Door? Oh, the Paul Rudd, Will Ferrell.
Right. What's that about?
It's the podcast is so good. It's about the shrink who basically like takes over his patient's life and like convinces him to like give him like money and a house and like ruins this guy's life.
Oh my God, that's cool.
It's sick. My therapist is raising her rates. It's like, bitch, no.
Oh my God, I have to find like a whole new
every
like,
therapist
support
I've
staff.
Ever had is obsessed with just being so expensive and never stop being so expensive.
You know who's so hot is what's his name? Stamos in the season one of You, where he plays like a daddy therapist.
That was hot.
That's like literally the kind of thing I can't stop thinking about lately.
That makes sense.
Why is it like that? Seriously.
Why is it like anything?
I know. Why is it like anything?
Why is it like anything?
Why is anything like anything?
And what's the point of even trying or being like good or bad?
You know, there's an entire thing, but I haven't watched it yet. I'm assuming Angela will want to watch it with me.
The culture, the Russian culture that I learned about being in Lot, because I was with some Latvians and some Russians. It's like the culture is that like it's supposed to be good to just like be in pain and struggle. And I'm like, no.
Oh,
no.
Really? Well, I'm in a lot of pain for my sciatica.
Maybe you'd like it. It's all about it's sciatica. It's a sciatica. I cannot speak. It's a sciatica. The thought went away. But the point is, I was telling one of the actors, I was like, about the story when I lost my voice, and he was like, sounds like a good struggle. I was like, no.
Oh my God. I actually love that.
I loved it. I was like, it's very profound.
Well, you said it's very profound, sir.
I said what you said is very profound, sir. And he was like, I know.
Should we do
Chelsea,
like...
Chelsea and I are getting tattoos.
Oh my God.
I know. And one of the options was good struggle, but I'm gonna get something else instead, but I'll wait till I get it and then I'll reveal it.
Okay.
But
should we do our little segments that we had to do towards the end of the porn course?
Yeah. So what's up? Do you feel hot today?
So yeah, good question. No, I don't. I woke up feeling so everything is wrong. Everything is wrong. I think I woke up to and I was like, I don't know, like this coffee's not working. I have to work after this and I cannot run. And I was like just enjoying like trying to run again so bad. And then I ran I took 10 days off, ran for 3 days and it was so fun. And then like for some reason now, even though I took yesterday off, it's like literally I'm sitting in this chair. If I like lift my leg like that, shooting pain.
No, I'm sorry. That sucks.
I can't know if I made it worse by doing like weird stretches or something that were supposed to help it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, this can't be firm because it felt fine after the last time I ran, but Anyways, I just need to like shower and like read a fucking book and like
get right. You need to get right within.
I need to get right within. And so I don't really feel hot today.
Yeah.
Water. I bet if I had a glass of water, that would.
Now that's an idea.
That would be restorative.
The other day when we were on set, it was like noon and I was like, I need something. I don't know what it is. And I realized I hadn't like eaten anything. And I was like, oh, I need to eat so bad. And then they brought me these eggs that were so cold. It was full popsicle eggs. And I ate them so fast. And I was like,
ew. Like scramble?
Ice cold scrambled eggs.
Ew.
At the time, it was exactly what I needed. It was exactly what the doctor ordered.
Well, then great.
Do I feel hot? I actually do. Against all odds, feel hot today. Thank you. I got it. I got some cute stuff at this vintage shop in LA.
Oral.
This is one of the things I got. I got it. Oh. I forgot. Yeah, I mailed my. I found all these great coats at this vintage place, and I had Brian mail them to me. And I wonder where that package is. Haven't gone through any of my shit. But I do feel hot. I feel alive, invigorated by how lucky I was to be able to work and travel. I just feel so grateful. And it made me feel like, I don't know, I'm just so grateful for things like that and special, unique opportunities. And I just hope I get to do more of it. And I'm just grateful and in love with life.
That's amazing.
I know, isn't that crazy? It never happens. It never happens that way.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Oh, well, I'm Chelsea.
I know.
I would say like my crush of the week is just everyone I just worked with, like Chelsea and the director, Becca, and the writer, Kristen, and just everyone was amazing.
I don't know who my crush of the week is. I will say the daddies of the gay porn world are my current crushes of the week. Just because they're the daddies of the gay porn world, just because they're a huge part of my life right now, my fantasy life and my inner life.
Totally. My other crush of the week, let me think. Yeah, just like my own joie de vivre.
What does that mean?
Like just my own lust for life, my zesty, zesty lemon zest life. I'm so mad. I have to learn lines after this for an audition. My brain is completely shut down.
I would never be able to learn lines for an audition. These are things I'm bad at. Table reads and auditions. Those two things I cannot do. I lose all control of my voice. I lose all ability to like think of what's funny. I can't do those two things. So really kind of is prohibitive
for being an actor.
Being an actor, yeah. Though I identify as being good, like when I am on an acting job, I can't do the things.
It's hard to get there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of preamble. Okay, do we have other questions?
Are you mad at me?
Not at all. Are you mad at me that I'm like?
No, not at all. No. I thought you would be mad at me because I've been bad at text over the last like.
No, I was.
Perhaps even worse at text than usual.
No, because I've been on like a different time zone, I haven't really been texting with anyone. So I didn't notice it. But
mainly about seek treatment things. I guess I was worried Allison was mad at me too.
No, I felt bad. Like I wasn't responding quick enough either.
Oh, okay.
I just want the show to sell out on Sunday.
I know. I think it will. I just posted about it.
Yeah, we're close. We're close. No, I'm not mad at you at all. I'm excited. Maybe I'll come over Sunday before the show so we can see you.
Alrighty. Ew, alrighty.
Ooh, that was tough. Okay, we love all of y'all more than life itself. And I miss you guys. And I just want to say hey. And I want to say bye. And that's the episode.
Bye.
Bye.